Right, now let's move into the New Covenant Revelation. You see the context there? Read chapter 30 and 31. Get the context. Get the mood. Get the tone. Get the connection. And now this declaration is made. This is going back to the roots. Not coming in halfway in the story, but going right back to the very beginning and building a good foundation. So we have now this section here, which is the main part, one of renewal of the new covenant. What is mentioned there in the new covenant? In essence, to the house of Israel and the house of Judah, an intimate knowledge of God, God's holy law internalized, and forgiveness of sin. This is what is mentioned in this covenant arrangement. Now we have it there, do we not? Let's read these remarkable words. Verse 31. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel, with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant which they broke, though I was a husband to them, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, says the Lord, I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No more shall every man teach his neighbor, every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, says the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity, and their sin I will remember no more. What lovely words. What wonderful words. Now, what do we have here? Well, in our notes we have a heading here of intimate knowledge of God. This is quite remarkable. What do we do today? We say to our neighbor, come to know the Lord. Isn't our job, brother, preaching the gospel, inviting people, yes. Come to know the Lord. Here's another day. Here's a different day, particularly with the nation of Israel. Even if it's just limited to the nation of Israel, it is a remarkable statement. A remarkable statement, for it says, For they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them. Intimate knowledge of God. That's what he wanted. He said in the Old Testament, I'm dwelling among you and I want to walk among you. Coming into intimate knowledge of God, even though they had a national relationship to God, he wanted an intimate relationship with them. David had it, didn't he? I love the Lord. I will praise the Lord. The Lord at every turn in prayer and praise, and many others who walk with God. An intimate knowledge. It's transforming and it produces the desire to love and serve the God and give capacity. This is the Old Testament equivalent of the circumcision of the And we'll read about that in parallel passages where there will be a circumcision of heart, lest they rely on an external sacrament, circumcision in the flesh. It brings them to covenant relationship with God. But then God wanted the decision to trust him. And to be reckoned righteous like Abraham and David. Yes. But this day, everyone will have the intimate knowledge of God. So much so, won't need to check with people. But they do have an intimate knowledge with God. That's the coming Messianic age. What a wonderful age. What a wonderful age for the nation of Israel. And the next one is rather unique. It's God's holy law internalized. Internalized. about that for a moment. And the word there in the word there in Jeremiah is the word Torah. And Torah means basically, it's used in quite a number of ways, it means all divine instruction. All divine instruction. And it's not just limited to the Mosaic covenant. It's all that we find there in the Word of God. God's Word, God's law, in that sense of His commandments and His desires. So we find that God writes that where? I will put it in their minds and write it on their hearts. So here's something that is happening nationally. All shall know the Lord, and all nationally will have that implant into the mind and written on the heart. Of course, it's not the first time that God's been writing on hearts. You're all candidates. You know, my friends there up in the Himalayas, the Hindus and Buddhists, God's done something with their hearts. What is it? Those of you who are students of the Book of Romans, what is it? Second chapter. The law, the work of the law is written on the hearts of all Gentile people. Those that have never seen a Bible, those that have never seen a missionary, those who have never heard of Jesus, the work of the law is written on their hearts. How can God judge those people? They haven't heard about Jesus. How can God go up there down through the ages? Never heard about Jesus of Christianity. Romans 1 says they're without excuse. Because they've had a double dose of witness. The witness of creation and the witness of conscience and the work of the law written in their hearts. No excuse. Romans 1:21. God's been doing that. It is in a limited way. A limited way. So that when they stand before Him, they will be judged according to that degree of knowledge. Those who have the same message written here and don't obey it, their judgment will be greater. Because we have the Word, the written Word. That's the second chapter of Romans. Of course, the Jews had the Scriptures. So they have a special judgment from God. And anyone else, may we add. So here we have this divine instruction, and it is done, and will be done. We'll come to the our participation this afternoon in the New Covenant. But at the moment, we're looking at just what it says about the New Covenant. What's involved in the New Covenant? What's the features and so on?